Blog Talk Radio.
You're a mystical man. Lead us through.
Open to receive the magic of life.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for joining us here on Go Within or Go Without Radio. I am your host, Daniel Gutierrez, and I am happy to be here with you today. I took a little bit of a hiatus, a little bit of a break, a couple of weeks. I was teaching in Sedona and in Denver, and so my life has been quite fast, and I didn't realize until I woke up this morning that today was Mother's Day. As most of you know, my mother passed away a couple months ago, and so a little nostalgic this morning. I want to say happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there, future, past, and present. And boy, I tell you what, the divine feminine, the world would not exist without the divine feminine, and just want to give Mother Nature, Mother Earth, props, I guess, so to speak, for constantly keeping us alive, and then all of mothers past, present, and future that bring us into this world. There clearly needs to be a bigger revolution of the feminine energy. I know it's headed that way, but damn it, it needs to speed up before we blow up. Anyway, so with that, I have a wonderful guest today. I'm so excited about being with her today because we had a conversation a few weeks ago, and I think we could have probably talked for 6 hours, but we only have 30 minutes today, so we're gonna get up on it. She works with healers and helpers who are busy helping others, but we need that too, to help them find the challenge to make time for themselves. She does this through one-on-one coaching. She specializes in retreats and programs that allows them to embody peace so they can serve others without becoming depleted. Boy, I'm telling you, that's a big one. Her first book, Crazy World, Peaceful Heart, and 6 Core Practices for Cultivating Joy and Resilience, is filled with simple and effective practices and inspiration. She works in person or long distance serving others and devoted to healing our world. Her reverence for life in all stages has inspired her to become the end-of-life doula. Wow. Assisting others to craft their legacy and die with... Folks, you can find her at Heart of selfcare.com. We're going to talk more about that as we get going. She is offering a free download called 10 Minutes to Claim Your Center. You just got to go to her website. Again, it's heartofselfcare.com. Sharon Rosen, welcome to the show.
Daniel, thank you so much. I love what you said as you were doing your intro about Mother's Day and the Divine Feminine and how much more it's needed, and just the creative force that women carry, and the healing force that many women carry, that and men, of course, too, because we're all, you know, we all carry male and female energies, and so we just really need to step it up big time. I agree with you 100% on that. And,
well, and I wasn't joking about, well, if we don't hurry, we're going to blow up.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
we're
in
a very
difficult place.
Competition, yep. And a lot more nurturance is really, really needed.
Yes. And it always reminds me, and I quote this a lot, I know people probably get tired of me hearing it, but that old Chinese proverb that goes, I drank a cup of tea and stopped a war. And it really perfect for today's conversation about, you know, we are already enough. But in order for us to do this, this idea of the divine feminine, this idea of love and compassion, understanding, it has to begin with you. It has to begin with me. It has to begin with us. And that's why that proverb is so powerful, Sharon. I mean, I drank a cup of tea and I stopped the war. And I'm paraphrasing. But I've never heard that one before.
I love that because I am a tea person, and I really believe in the power of just sitting quietly and mindfully with a cup of tea. That's beautiful.
I love it. Well, that was perfect then. Well, and you know, because you do this work, that being mindful, and I guess I want to just jump into that, you know, tell for you and to our listeners, what does it mean to be mindful? What does it mean to have mindful awareness? Because that's really what we're talking about. I mean, a lot of people, by the way, and I didn't start it this way, but a lot of times I start my show by doing a little meditation around holding a cup of tea or holding a cup of coffee. And most people, I promise you, most people that are listening right now drink their tea or coffee so fast that they never feel the warmth radiating from the cup.
Mm-hmm.
Or the coolness if they're drinking cold tea. I mean, tell us about mindfulness. What is your definition of mindful awareness?
Yeah, well, it's paying attention to what's right in front of you at the moment. So it's you know, to me, mindfulness or mindful awareness, which is really how I like to phrase it, you know, it's a word that you're hearing and seeing so much lately, but it's not
yes.
like another thing to do. It's how you become present and really attentive and engaged with whatever is either in front of you or, you know, if you're sitting to meditate, it's your breath or it's a mantra or a phrase or you're gazing at something. So for me, like the, you know, meditation over a cup of tea, it's not some altered state. It's just, wow, hot tea, steam is rising. Seeing what is looking really, really taking in the color and maybe, you know, how the depth of the color changes as the tea bag sits and steeps in the hot water. It's, like you said, it's holding the cup. It's perhaps even tuning into, wow, somebody, if it's a handmade mug, which I have a lot of because I have a couple of friends who are wonderful potters, you know, really kind of tuning into, wow, clay came out of the earth. Somebody took clay out of the earth so I could have this mug. Somebody shaped the clay so I could have this mug. Somebody fired the kiln so I could. So it, the more you can really be with focused awareness, to me that's what mindfulness is. It's focused awareness of whatever you're with right in the present moment. And I often think of it as and like most of the time we're kind of riding on a runaway horse, right? And but if you
yes.
pull in the reins
uh-huh.
a little bit, pull in the reins a little bit and kind of settle the horse down, settle your mind down, settle your you know, what are you attuning yourself to and just be with what's right in front of you. That's it.
Yes. Yeah, and you know, and I was just thinking while you were just explaining this beautiful cup of tea that there would be less people burning their tongue if they were mindful of what they were doing.
Yeah.
Because when does that
tongue,
happen? When we put
spilling
it, we
their,
put it
their,
straight to our
their
mouth.
Coffee
yes.
on their laptop, their book. And also,
yes.
It's presence of mind. It's really generating presence of mind because there's so much, you know, we're in our heads all the time. And also bringing in more of the senses. So not some, you know, just kind of shifting away from the mental chatter a little bit and just really feeling, you know, warmth. You know, look up, look out
yes.
the window, gauge through your vision. So for me, it's a multi-sensory experience as well.
No, I love that. And you said something I think is bears repeating, and that is this: there's such a flavor of the month right now with business and TV and you see all these mindful words and awareness. And one of the things that I was teaching in Denver last weekend was to be careful of institutionalized spirituality. It's kind of an oxymoron because you can't do it, but it is being done.
Yeah.
You know, there's no
yes.
guru. There's no yoga instructor. There's no minister, rabbi. Nobody does. This is an individual process. I do it for me, and I do it my way.
Right. Right. It's an individual process, but I also think we're supported if we're lucky enough to have some level of community. I mean, I'm usually sitting and meditating by myself, but when I remember the seen or the known and the unknown beings, you know, whether it's somebody I once sat in, you know, a meditation retreat with or
Oh, yeah.
The beings on the other side that I often don't tune into because I'm just in my life. Like when you allow yourself to lean into that support of the fact that you're not just alone doing it. So it's kind of paradoxical, right? It's like,
right, yes.
You know, we you know, or even guides like yourself or myself who help us to remember. You know, I have a, there's a line in my book, which at one time was the working title for it, which is, we forget to remember that we know what we know. Right?
I like that.
And so we, you know, in a way we do need each other and you know, certain, you know, perhaps a teacher or a writer or a person like yourself who's running, you know, classes and retreats and speaking on this wonderful Blog Talk Radio show to help us to remember what's already inside of us.
I like that. I want to ask you a question. I'm going to preface it by telling you this little story because the question is, you know, how does slowing down help us? Because a lot of people have it backwards. They think that the more I do, the more I get done rather than less. And
yeah.
I got to tell you a little story. I remember once hiring a coach. This was early on in my career. I hired this coach, and after about, a week, I think, she came to me and she said, okay, Daniel, this is not working. I need you to go to the pool where you live and sit for a week. And I looked at her and I said, you must be out of your mind. I hired you because I'm broke. I need to make money. And she says, go outside and sit at the pool. That's all she said. So she calls me the next day and she says, did you go outside and sit at the pool? I said, no. Well, this went on for 5 days. On the fourth day, she fired me. She says, you're not listening. She kept my money, too. She says, you know what, you're not listening, and you're not doing what I'm asking you to do, and so you're fired. Well, the next day, I'm distraught. I'm going, not only did I get fired, I lost my money, you know. And I decided to do what she asked me to do, and I went out to the pool, and I sat for several hours. And the interesting thing that happened was, and I'll never forget this, is that, you know, I was having a really hard time closing business and making things happen. It was just amazing. The next day after doing this, kind of sitting down and really starting to get centered, I had a check in the mail for $8,000 from a customer
Wow.
that I had talked to several weeks ago. I just didn't know. I thought they weren't going to do business with me. And so it really taught me a lot. And so tell us your version of how slowing down actually is more productive than sometimes running around with your head cut off.
Yeah. Oh, I love that story. That's so great. well, you know, I mean, if you know, think about it. It's when you're like rushing around that you like can't find your keys, and you know, you're dropping
yeah.
things, and you get out to the car, and then you realize you don't have something you needed. To me, when I'm you know, when I have that energy or I hear somebody else who has that energy, I was just doing this with my husband. He's very busy right now, and he's going to have a little medical situation going on, nothing serious, but it's going to have him, you know, not really able to work for, you know, a couple of weeks perhaps. And so he's feeling so under the gun, and I was just like, just stop. Like, can you just stop and, like, cut yourself, like, a break, like, 10%, you know? Because he's so going. And that's always my first piece of advice to somebody is to just stop. And again, it's this kind of stress response where we have to really tune into what's right in front of us and just be present for a moment. It's how can I say it? It's like you need some time to just come back to yourself to gain a little bit of perspective. Like, I love that you sat at the pool for a few hours. Or, you know, you feel like you can't quite really take a vacation or go on retreat. But then when you get there and you have a chance to really drop in fully and realize how much you've been running and how exhausted you are, you start to really let go of things on different levels that your nervous system just can't do if you're always running. And it becomes a little counterproductive.
Productive, yeah. And the illusion I think that we have as human beings is that we're in control. And
well,
I say illusion because we're not. We're not in control.
Right.
We think we are, and You're right. You get out on a retreat. I can't tell you how many times people I take to Peru, once they get there, they're like, it's almost like, you know, taking the first breath. They take a big sigh and they just go, wow. And I said, yeah, isn't it amazing that there's a world outside of the four walls you call your world?
Yes.
That there's more, there's so much more out there than, you know, because we can get so focused and so narrow-minded that we think that the world is the four walls of our home, and it's not. It's not even close.
Right. It's like being really, really nearsighted, and then you put glasses on and you see, oh, my gosh, look at that beautiful bird in the distance. Look at that tree.
Yes.
And it takes, you know, it often takes layers and levels. I know there's, you know, the initial, like, getting out and arriving at wherever you're going, and then a lot of times I take like a weekend retreat, you know, because I can do that a little more frequently than I can take a lot of time off. And it's just like the last morning when I'm like, oh, my nervous system is really downshifted in a different way than it did when I first arrived. It actually can take a while. And
right.
I know, you know, with my when somebody's like do long distance healing as well, but you know, when somebody is in my geographic region and I can get them on the table and do some hands-on energy work and healing. And I've been saying lately that everybody knows that they're all stressed out. Yeah, I'm so stressed. And until, I'm sorry, but until kind of like the shit hits the fan, until something really happens,
that's right.
They get sick or they hurt themselves, they don't really stop. But what I've been saying to people lately when they give me that, yeah, I know I'm so stressed, but they're not really going to do anything about it. I'm like,
yeah, they just
and you get on my table for an hour, and I can guarantee you, that when you get off the table after just an hour of having some energy work and really releasing stuff, you're going to feel at least 10 pounds lighter. And you're going to look softer. And you're going to be able to go back into your busy day that you think you don't have that hour you can take. You're going to go back and you're going to be more productive. You're going to be more focused because you're going to have let go of stuff you didn't even know you were carrying.
Right. So let me ask you a question. The title of our show is called "Who You Already Are Is Enough." Boy, don't people hear that? What do you mean by that? I mean, how do we understand that? I mean, we're always seeking to find validation from the outside.
Yes,
people, places, and
we're also trying to fix ourselves or fix something about ourselves. So for those of us who are on a path of growth and self-improvement and, you know, spiritual awakening, it's wonderful. It's necessary, I think, you know, as humans, I think it's a beautiful, wonderful thing. I've been on this path myself for a long time. But it can also turn into opportunities to not feel good about yourself and feel like you're never quite doing enough or being enough, and kind of it turns into like instead of self improvement or self awareness, it turns into self flagellation. So it's an interesting thing that we're all running around trying to find enlightenment, but the truth is we just need to really wake up to the fact that we're already there.
Yeah.
You know, and approach. The ways we want to learn and grow, approach it from a place. That's why I call my business Heart of Self-Care. Heart of Self-Care. Not, oh, my God, I need to lose 15 pounds because I look like crap. It's like, oh, it would feel so much better for me in my body, and I'd feel more free if I could lose some weight. Let me love myself into that.
Yes, love yourself first.
Yeah.
Love yourself first. Otherwise, you're going to self-sabotage.
Not when you get to wherever there is.
Yeah, whatever there is. Yeah, right. I mean, it's like, so let's give the listeners, can you tell us a practice that the listeners can do, a simple one that they can do to love themselves, to get mindful? What are some of the things you do? I mean, can you share one with them and give them something they can do right after the show?
Yeah. One thing that I really love to share with people, and there's so many, but is to place one hand on your lower abdomen. You're in Chinese medicine, that's really the seat and the center of your being. and one hand
yep.
on your heart or on your chest, and really tune in to the core of your being, the fact that you are really always connected and supported by the earth, and also always connected and drawing from above, whatever you want to call that, the ethers, the heavens, the
essence,
you know,
God,
the greater energy.
You can say God on this show. I don't care.
Yeah, what's that?
I said you can say God on this show. It's all good.
Yeah, God, whatever.
Whatever.
Right? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
God ever come to be like a bad word, but some people get very triggered by it. But you know, it's whatever
creative
spark that has us all being alive rather than being dead, and that keeps, you know, the leaves growing. I live on the East Coast and it's finally spring and everything's green and growing and blossoming, and it's phenomenal. This energy happens every year and we're a part of that. So to really just connect in, and also connecting into your heart, you know, our hearts have an intelligence of their own. They actually have a brain and a nervous system of their own. And so the more we can really tune into our hearts and kind of expand and blossom that energy and that wisdom that resides there, it's a really helpful thing to just drop down into the heart. So that's one of my favorite practices, is stop. One hand on the abdomen, one hand on the heart.
I like that.
Breathe and just become really present to yourself and the fact that you're held and you're connected, and your heart is really ultimately has a lot more, a different kind of wisdom. You know, we need our brains to figure out how to do things and make things, but we need our heart wisdom to remind us of that we're already enough and how good we are.
Are enough. Thank you for saying that. We are enough. Period. Get over it.
Yeah. That's it. End
Get
of
over
show.
It.
End of.
End of the. That's right. End of the show. That's right. That's it. We said it all. There's nothing else to say. Get over it. Love yourself first. I love it. So, tell us about this free 10-minute calm your center thing you're offering. Folks, go to her website, heartofselfcare.com. It doesn't say www.mindselfcare. It doesn't say ego. It says heartselfcare.com. I'm going to confuse the hell out of everybody. But anyway, so tell us about this 10-minute thing. What's this 10-minute thing you have that you're giving away?
Well, and I just recently changed the name of it, and it just now says Stress Relief Starts Here. Download your free meditation. It's me guiding people through a very basic mindfulness meditation. So just like we were talking about, just becoming present, becoming aware, not engaging with your thoughts. You know, people, I would imagine most of your listeners are fairly savvy and have some meditation experience, but I also know a lot of people, when I teach meditation or I talk about it, they say, oh, yeah, I tried it once and I couldn't fill my mind. I couldn't empty my mind of thoughts. I'm like, no, that's not. It's not about magically emptying your mind of thoughts. It's about how are you, you know, you have your point of focus, which is usually the breath, the movement of the breath, and really tuning into it. And then when you notice a thought, you simply note thinking and bring yourself back. It's almost like it's a training. You don't engage with the thoughts. You don't beat yourself up for having them. You know, you don't add thoughts to thoughts like, oh, my God, I can't believe I've been sitting for 10 minutes and I can't stop thinking. You just go, oh, look, I'm thinking. Look, my mind is doing that thing it does so well, create thoughts, thinking, okay, but right now I'm meditating. I'm going to just keep coming back to my breath. It's very simple, not necessarily easy, and so powerful when it's engaged with on a regular basis, because it really helps you learn how to trust yourself and to not take all your thoughts so seriously. Really helpful.
Yeah. I don't know what the number is, Sharon. You may know, but it's astronomical, the number of thoughts we have a day. 50,000 to 100,000 thoughts a day. That's exhausting.
It's an astronomical number. I don't remember what it is either,
but
I've seen it.
It's up there.
Huge.
It's crazy. It's like 50,000 or 100. I mean, just to read the number, I'm going, no wonder I'm tired all the time.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly,
my mind is constantly going.
It's constantly going. However, when you notice those like hamster wheel thoughts, you know, those circuitous kind of, so, oh, I can't believe I said that. Why did I say that? Like, wow. Like, if after all these years of meditating and teaching meditation, I'm human. My mind does that. But when I can catch myself, and that's the power, that's when meditation happens. It's the moment that you catch yourself and you just kind of go, oh, look, I'm so human. My mind is really good at doing that. Wow. Unhook.
There you go.
Yeah, unhook.
Good stuff. We're at the end of our show. Can you believe it? It's been fast. Anything you want the listeners to take away from this morning? I know it's quick. Anything you want them to walk away with? What's the one nugget that you would love them to have this Mother's Day?
Really cut yourself a break as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
We're all trying so hard and mostly doing really well, and just be really, really kind. I'll just quickly quote one of my favorite teachers, Sylvia Boorstein. She says, you know, life is so difficult. How can we be anything but kind? So just be really kind to yourself. Yeah.
I love that. Well, thank you so much, Sharon, for being on the show today. I appreciate who you are, what you do. Folks, go get this this free meditation. It's at heartofselfcare.com. Also, just, you know, if you happen, I guess, can I get your book on Amazon? Crazy World, Peaceful Heart, Six Core Practices for Cultivating Joy and Resilience.
Yeah, the book is on Amazon. It's also on my website. And actually, right now, I have a special on the book page, only $1.99 to download the ebook version.
Go get it.
$1.99. It's like crazy. Yeah.
Get it for yourself. Get it for your mom. Get it for somebody. It's Mother's Day. Be nice. All right. Thank you so much, folks. It's been a great show today. Next week, going to have a gentleman by the name of Leonard Perlmutter. And he wrote a book called The Heart and Science of Yoga. This guy's like an it's a book. It's an empowering of self-care program for a happy, joyful life. This is an amazing book. I'm so glad to have a copy of it. And so join us next week. And then the week after that, we have David Jackson. So we're going to have a full month before I take off. For those of you that may be still interested in traveling to Peru next month, you can still make it. If not, we'll be going in July with an extension to the Amazon. We're actually going to go to the Amazon. I mean, folks, look at it this way. We're going to fly into Iquitos. We're going to take a ferry down the Amazon River for a couple of hours. Then we're going to get in a canoe for a couple of hours. And then we have to walk for a couple of hours to get to where we're going. This is like, you know, you're going to wake up with monkeys and sloths and snakes, all kinds of stuff. Anyway, go to my website, danielgutierrez.com, and you'll find it. Anyway, have a beautiful, blessed day. And if no one has said today, let me be the first or the last to say I love you. You're amazing.